It's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 26th of April 2014. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 till 12 by the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirawa. On Saturday the 26th of April, David Basham talked to actor Linda Savage and Artworks Theatre Manager Renee Cassily.
Well, we have Linda Savage in the studio. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, David.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Right.
And thank you for inviting me on your show.
Oh, look, I needed someone to talk to.
Right.
And someone suggested, get Linda in.
Okay.
And I went, Linda who?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I didn't. I knew immediately who we were talking about.
There are a few
so
of us.
We've got a few things going, haven't we? You've been busy. You did the plays.
Yes.
You were involved as a judge? Or
a director.
A director. I saw your picture leaning over a Robin.
Yes.
It does amazingly.
Our play, did you see it?
No, I wasn't able to.
Right.
But I've known Robin for years, and she just stuns. All of a sudden, people just pop up with this talent, and you go, wow.
She, how Colin organised it this year was that he had the 22 plays. Mm. Well, 22 plays were submitted, and then the 8 directors went through the 22 plays, and they picked the play they wanted to do. So
really?
That's how the plays got selected.
Oh, good.
So by the time I got on to see the plays, 4 had already gone. And so I quickly read through them. And Robin's just really struck me, to be honest. It was a really emotional piece, a deep piece, very naturalistic. There were a few things in it that I thought, hopefully I can talk to them about changing. Because they work in the written word, but it wouldn't have worked visually on stage. Do you know there's two different things?
Yep, yep.
Like writing a book and writing a play.
Yeah, it's like trying to turn a short story into a play.
Yeah.
You've virtually got to rewrite it because it just doesn't work. Yeah,
so Robin and I had some conversations and then we made changes. And Robin trusted me, and I really respect and thank her for that because it was a very personal piece for her. She wrote it. It was her baby, you know. Mm. But we worked really well together. And then I knew I had a great actor in Hayley. Hayley felt very similar to the script about in the same way I did. Hayley was also one of the directors, so had read the script but had chosen another play. So she knew the script as well. So once we all got together and the final script was hot off the press, we got into really getting down to it, and it was wonderful. And we won the People's Choice.
Yeah, and that was in the paper I saw that I thought that was amazing because as I said, I've known Robin for many years, but I didn't know she did this kind of thing. And I think, when did it come up? Something came up, she acted. And I went, oh, that's
she
right.
Circus Royale. She was a clown.
That's right. And she did, but she did one where she had to play this sexy lady with boots and short skirt and everything. It was one of those, was it Dramability ones?
Oh, I don't know.
That they did, and she was interviewed by somebody. And I thought, Robin, that's Robin.
Oh, bless. She is really lovely.
Yeah, and it just showed how she could take her, just transform herself into something else.
Yeah.
And, she did get a bit giggly and a bit embarrassed that I said, oh, look at you. But it's lovely. You know, and there's lots of other people pop up, you know. Richard Bull, I mean, gosh, I've known
his
Richard
play was
for
awesome.
A while. But
I really liked
his
play.
He's just popped up out of, you know, now he's considered to be really, you know, a very talented guy.
He is a very talented guy. I love working with Richard. Mm. As you know, I'm one of the funny bones with Richard. And he's got such a wonderful demeanor about him, and he's got excellent comic timing. He's incredibly funny, and his writing's awesome. And Sorry I Haven't Got a Clue is such a pleasure to do because of all of the people that are involved, like Emma and Adam and Kim and Richard and Dougal. You know, it's just a joy to do because we're constantly laughing because they're so funny.
And it's a pleasure to watch. And the people turn up. I mean, you've packed the place.
I tell you, I really loved doing, you know, the song to the tune of another.
I think
singing
that's
"Who Do You
brilliant.
Think You Are Kidding, Mr. Hitler" to "Yesterday Once More." That was so
I
funny.
Know.
I loved doing that. That was hysterical.
I think there's some really that's really clever stuff. And Dougal,
he's
Dougal,
funny.
I've stopped being surprised at Dougal. Honestly, yeah. You know, I've as I say, I've known him too for with the radio for a long time, and he just pops up in these things, yeah. You know, and he gets up and does stand-up, and yeah. he does other things, and he's...
And isn't it interesting how they're also involved with the radio, like Emma,
yeah.
Dougal, Adam,
yeah.
You know, and John was on the radio
that's
with
right,
the sports
he was.
Thing. So
oh, he
Richard.
Used to do that fabulous sports show.
Yeah.
I used to sometimes do the 4 till 6 drive time on a Friday.
Right.
And then those guys
that's
would come in.
That's right. I
and
remember
And it was
that.
Always a pleasure to see them.
They were really professional, really good, really took it seriously. They, you know, a lot of work went on behind the scenes for that show. It was only an hour, but the content and research they did, both of them.
I was talking to someone today. I do a two-hour jazz show. And I'm saying, gosh, I'm getting weary. You know, it just, I feel like I'm forever trying to find things and you've got to communicate things and you've got to, it's not just playing music. I've got to, I like to know about it.
Absolutely.
I like to be able to convey it to the listeners. What's this historically? Where does it fit? And maybe I'm making a rod for my own back, but it's not enjoyable if I don't do that for me. And I used to see all their notes and everything that they did.
I know.
They had all sorts of things.
Yeah. The amount of work John's done with Universally Challenged, I mean, it's huge.
I'm just so pleased that he's got
just done
to do
so
something.
Much. And you know, Dougal's and him have worked quite closely, but John himself, he's had the vision in his head and he's just, you know, and it's the first thing he's ever done like that. So good on him. It's going to be really funny.
You know what I like about John?
Mm.
He sees you, he looks you straight in the eye, shakes your hand, and you feel like you've been met by somebody.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Really? No, it's true. He a lot of New Zealanders don't do that.
I think it's quite an English
and
thing.
And I was brought up by my father to do that. And I've commented it to John. So it's not something I haven't said to him, but he looks you in the eye, shakes your hand. Even if he saw you yesterday, still does it. And it's just that nice feeling.
It's quite interesting, really, because he laughs because he says, you know, oh, you know, how are you feeling? You know, I'm going into the theatre now, you know, da-da-da. And it's really cool. And I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
I'm just so pleased that he's doing something because he has got that talent. But those two, when they used to do the
Grant and John,
they're
a great double act,
and they were funny with
they
each
were
other.
Funny. They were
really,
really
were.
John's very much the straight guy, and Grant bounces off of John, and it was really great to listen to their show.
And Dougal, when he did Wakey Wakey Waiheke, used to play this Scottish piece of commentary from his favourite team. A winning. And he'd always play it. So he used to say, I don't care if Grant's not listening, I'm still going to play it. We've got some interesting things.
Well,
you've got Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias is in rehearsal.
I had trouble saying it today.
Do you know what?
Steel Magnolias.
Well, do you know, when we were talking about it, we were auditioning. And we were doing lines, and I said, "Steel Marigolds." Doesn't quite have the same feel, does it? Steel Marigolds.
I think I got to Steel Magolias or something. I got totally mixed up.
No, it's a great bunch of women in there.
So that's coming up 20
opens,
something?
Opens the 15th of May.
15th of May.
Yeah, opens the 15th of May.
Is that a Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, I've got it. Oh, 15th of May.
15th of May it opens, Steel Mags. So that's in full production, going really, really well. Really excited about that. We've got...
Because that'd be an all-woman cast, won't it?
Yes. And if anyone else is coming in, it might be my friend.
I don't think she's...
No, that's, well, this is my friend, and this is Renee. Renee,
like
the theatre manager, that's going to be coming on this show.
Oh, yeah, switch microphone.
She was probably your friend first.
What was she was sister from another mother. Is that what they say? Something like that? Brother from another mother? Something like that.
Yeah, you're on that one there. Yeah, you just need to do some talking for me.
Oh, no, she can do that.
It's the first time I've ever... Oh, there we go. I can hear me now.
Yeah.
Thanks,
because
David.
Because I had to press some more buttons.
Fantastic.
So, I didn't know. We've had a meeting and discussing.
We've done coffee.
Well, I did talk. Well, what Renee does quite cleverly is she doesn't tell anybody about our association.
No,
so and so you know, if anyone says anything bad about me, she comes back and reports.
That's right. Good. So watch out, people.
So she got back. So what I said, she's definitely got back to you. But it was all nice.
It was. Yeah, she did say that. David was very complimentary.
It was all very,
she said.
Very, very nice. So. Where were we before?
Can I just say, I have to get the 11 o'clock. So Renee's come in here, yes. And I'm just wondering if I can just say a couple of things and then hand over to Renee to tell you what's happening at the theatre. Is that all right?
Go for it.
Well, just the Steel Magnolias is going really, really well. And Waiheke Theatre Company, as you know, has got 4 productions on. Vicar of Dibley, we're still looking for a couple of parts. So if anybody's interested in
has the Vicar of Dibley lost a couple?
No, we haven't lost a couple of
parts. They haven't found them.
I thought she might have lost a couple of parts.
No, well, she could afford to. She's got quite a few.
Yeah.
So, yes, if anyone's interested...
She lost a husband.
I know, bless.
I had a drink with him on the back of the ferry.
Oh.
Yeah, years ago. She didn't like it. It was too cold. And she swore. Naughty,
French.
Bad, naughty.
Dawn French uses profanities.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, something like the F in her name.
Oh, no.
And
naughty.
But he was nice.
Anyway, okay. Yep. So Waiheke Theatre Company, just quickly, we're also looking for a couple of parts for Vicar of Dibley. If anyone's interested, could they either contact me for details on 3087, and I'll give you the details for the director. The second thing I'd like to talk about is the theatre's due to have an AGM very soon. We've had to postpone May the 4th AGM because we have got huge issues with some things. So we are looking...
Is that something to do with the Vicar of Dibley?
No, we're trying to sort out
creative
the accounts.
Creative differences?
No, we're trying to sort the accounts out. Creatively, we're all absolutely marvellous. Yeah. But we need to sort the finance reports out so that they reflect a true reflection of the year. And what we are looking for is somebody with accountancy background.
And you don't need to be creative. In fact, that's not what you need. I advertised you earlier this morning when I was filling in some time.
Yeah.
And I said, creativity's not required.
No, we need somebody with some accountancy background. It's a skill set we don't have on the current team. We've got about 10 people on the current team, Renee.
That's right.
And we don't have that skill set. So if anybody has a skill set that wants to get involved, it's once a month meetings, please contact me on 3087. The theatre is vibrant. Renee is really bringing a dynamic and vibrant...
she was going to say vibrations. I'll bring them too.
Yeah,
she
good
looked,
ones.
She was
good
dressed,
vibrations.
She was dressed awfully posh the other day.
She does. Oh, she can scrub up well.
If I take this sweater off, I'll
oh, that cleavage! Stop it, David. listen, I'm going to go. Going to hand over to Renee to tell you about what's going on.
You're
going to
leave me alone.
I know. With Anna. But look at
alone
that cleavage.
With me.
No, you brought it up.
No, you can't stop looking at it. Anyway. Right, I'm going to go now, and I'm really sorry I have to go, but I've got a very dear friend that I need to get to the 11 o'clock
boat. You better go because you've only got a few minutes.
I have. So I'll hand over to Renee, and
lovely
thank you very much, and I'll see you soon.
And
we'll she might come
touch.
Back.
I will be back.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be back.
She'll be back.
Oh, that's great. Well, there we are. Okay, well, we'll turn...
I'll be on my way back.
Okay, we'll turn that one off. And now we've got you. Would you
like me on that mic?
I don't mind. Whichever mic you want
standing.
To go to. So
I can see you much better,
I see,
David.
Yes,
so.
I know. It does help. So we had a really good meeting the other day. We met and had a coffee and we talked about the theatre.
The theatre.
So what have we got? We can tell the listeners that are going on.
So
what are you doing?
What do I do? So I'm newly appointed as the theatre manager. So basically, anything goes wrong, I get blamed.
You're to blame. Oh, excellent. We're not saying
that you're to blame, but we're
saying you did it.
That's right. Mm. Yeah. And, of course, equally, when everything goes fantastically, wonderfully, marvellously well.
You don't get any credit.
I don't get any credit. No. That goes to the people on the stage. But that's okay.
That's
the nature of the business. And, so basically I'm coming in and, you know, there are a few things that we'd like to see happen over the next few years. We'll be looking at developing the space, creating it a whole lot more flexibly and working with local board and Auckland City Council to try and get the place sort of zhuzhed up, as the case may be.
What do you think the new library, but the outside part's going to give you?
It's absolutely marvellous. We've already got a lovely new deck there. So that'll be a nice place to peruse.
I can sort of see excerpts from Shakespeare. That's quite or something.
Right. Yep, so we've got a little amphitheatre out there as well, so lots of space. One of the things that
people
we are looking
togas.
At... That's right. one of the things that we are looking at doing later on in the year is a whole lot of Shakespeare-focused stuff. The Shakespeare Globe Centre of New Zealand is running a weekend, the 23rd, I think it is, of August, and what it is all around the country, different companies are going to be running condensed versions of Shakespeare plays, and they're all going to be broadcast via YouTube and what have you. So we're hoping to be a part of that. So
wow.
That's,
I
think,
it's
the 23rd.
And I had no idea about that, but yep. It just looked like I'd seen Shakespeare done in that kind of environment, and I thought, wow, in the summer
it's wonderful.
Could be beautiful because
You're
outside and not so good in the winter, but I think it's back to my university days when they used to do it in the courtyard.
Yep, sure.
At
I did
university.
When I was at university and post that, I've been involved for about 12 years down in at the Hamilton Gardens Summer Festival performing the outdoor Shakespeare's there.
Oh,
and
right.
We'd get audiences of about 600, 700 people a night. So.
I remember seeing Hamlet at the Auckland University, and the guy that played Hamlet when it was time to take a bow, he came running up and jumped on the stage and all the crowd. I thought, oh, I'd love to do that.
Fantastic.
I just want to do the end bit.
Yeah. Forget about the learning of the lines and the four-hour play that precedes
it. I don't want to learn anything. I just want to come running on and...
We'll make it happen. So actually next weekend we've got a few things coming up. We've got on Saturday and Sunday, we've got three events happening. So we've got the Theatres of Resistance in on Saturday.
That's to do with sort of May the...
May Day.
May Day, yeah. 4th of May.
Yep, that's the one. And they're doing Laugh While You May. I don't know a lot about it, but there's...
They've had it on
previous
years. The Theatre of Resistance has been on.
Yeah. Mm. So they've got two satirical plays and music and poetry and all sorts of fantastic things. And that's Carol Winstanley, Colin Bearden, a whole lot of people. Janet Salas, Katie Solyak, Baraka, Mary Batten, Frankie Hill, Billy Fluid. Whole lot of things happening. So that'll be really fantastic. And that is... I'll just look at my piece of paper here. That is on Saturday, and that is at 7:30 p.m. If you want to come along, it's only $10 a ticket.
Yep.
And
that's a good price.
Yeah. So fantastically affordable. And then again on Sunday at 1 p.m.
And Sunday is May the 4th.
That's right.
Do you know that that day is Star War Day? Star War Day?
Funny that. May the 4th
be
with
you.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew it.
Well, we were all sitting there. We planned the AGM for on May the 4th. Mm. One of the things is that we're trying to transfer from one accounting set up to another, and that's why we're looking for accounting help. So I should, it's not too dire. We're still, you know, in the clear and all of that kind of thing. And
it's just getting
systems right and getting everything in place. So and on the Sunday at 2 o'clock, they've got Murray Horton from CAFCA, and I have absolutely no idea what that acronym is, I'm afraid. But he's on a New Zealand speaking tour at the moment.
Yeah, he's supposed to be very popular. He's probably, you know, some wild left-wing radical. I'm only making that up. I've got no idea But he sort of seems to be fairly popular. Yeah. Should have looked it up, but I haven't
had No, it's cool. So
Linda Savage charged in and just took over.
Of course, she has a tendency to do that in the most wonderful way. Actually, it's the Campaign Against Foreign Control of Aotearoa is what that stands for, and Anti-Basis Campaign. So he's going to be talking about corporate profit, public service, not private profit, independent foreign policy, and secret treaties, and all sorts of things. So if you are somewhat political,
if you're into conspiracy theories,
that's the kind of thing that you want to get along to. So that's at 1 o'clock on Sunday, before the 2 o'clock. I'm not sure. Actually, they've given me conflicting times here, but I'd say it's at 1 o'clock on Sunday, May the 4th. That's what I've got it booked in for.
Well, typical manager, done very well. Oh my goodness, Linda Savage has arrived back.
Well, I'll give one last little plug to the most fantastic thing we've got on Sunday night from 6 to 9. We have Ostentatious, who's an Australian comedian who's going to be coming back through, and you're smiling.
Yeah, we talked about him.
Yep, we did. He's been at it for many, many, many moons. He's been at it for sort of 30 years. 30 years.
He must have done it straight from school.
Yeah, I think he might be older than what he looks.
Yeah. Well, aren't we all?
Yeah, well, oh, thanks.
Me, I mean.
Oh, yes. No, that is quite polite. Anyway, he's really sort of provocative, hard case, stand-up comedian. Pretty in your face, but ooh. Google him. He's a fantastic.
I haven't Googled him.
Man.
I talked about Googling him.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to be here discussing it.
No. What? Neither did I, really.
Oh, here's the bag. No, it's not the bag. It's the purse there. Yeah.
The purse here's or Linda. The dog or the Linda?
Yes.
The handbag's arrived.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, so that is the doors are opening at 5:30 for a 6 o'clock show, and that runs through till 9 o'clock, and that's Sunday, the 4th of May. And that's Ostentatious.
So that's another Star Wars one.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want any more Ostentatious, as the name would suggest, yeah.
Yes.
But one thing that I should point out is that he released Australiana is one of the things he's most well known for, and the cricket. And
that's
what have
right.
you. Yeah. And,
but he's not going to do any of that, is he?
Who knows? He might break out some of the old stuff, but it'd be in that same sort of
vein. Yeah, because he's quite funny in that.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, that sold.
What's it called? The Third Man or something? Or
yeah, that's the cricket one.
Like that.
I think that's him. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah.
And
yeah,
so there's some language in it, isn't there? It's not for children.
Yes. Not for children. No, definitely not for children. Mm. But if you fancy something different to do on May the 4th,
right.
And come along, have a few bevvies, enjoy some rollicking good time kind of thing.
Has he got any accounting ability? Cause
I don't
could be
know.
Handy for you.
Yeah.
Accounting but Stasis or something.
Accounting Stasis, yeah. But yeah, no, so that's sort of us for the next week at least. And
wow.
Then
it's a busy week.
It is a busy week. And then next week we've got Adam Piggott and Jane Freeman coming through. That's on May the 9th, which is coincidentally my birthday. So we'll have to have a few drinks,
May,
I think.
Your
so
birthday.
come along. Yeah, May
what
the 9th.
What star sign are May people?
Taurus.
Taurus.
Linda's standing in the corner.
I don't know anything about Tauruses. Tell us about
Taurus. We're Taurus.
Oh,
we're both
Taurus. Tell us what Tauruses are. What do they do?
Oh, they're beautiful. They really
are. I know that they're beautiful. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're really intelligent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Pig-headed, stubborn.
Oh, okay, I'll do the positives. You do the negatives.
As a Piscean, I'm sure I'd get on with them.
Oh, no,
yes,
we do.
Very, very well.
Really?
My last partner was a Piscean.
Because I just sit in the corner and cry and you just do off.
Oh, that explains a lot about my last relationship.
Yeah, you just sit in the corner and sob as you're being humiliated. But you get used to it. As a Piscean, I take humiliation and embarrassment really well.
Do you think that, what's her name, from Finding Nemo, is it Doris? What was that little fish called that used to go around?
The one that Ellen DeGeneres plays?
Yeah, that tried to find, was looking find. Was
do you think she's a Taurus?
No, Pisces.
Yeah,
was
I'd
she a
say
Pisces?
So.
What was her name?
I don't know.
I think it was Doris.
I don't see movies.
Yeah.
I'm not a movie person.
See
I don't see any creative, what would you call it? Any
merit?
Creative merit in movies.
Oh.
I see about two a year if I'm lucky.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
You are missing out.
Except chick flicks.
Finding Nemo is totally a chick flick. It is a chick flick.
You'd love it. It'd make you cry.
I met a friend who loved going to the movies and her husband didn't. And she said, we could go to the movies. And the first movie we went to was The Woman That Kicked Over the Hornet's Nest.
Oh,
you know, that Swedish murder, horrible...
Oh,
and I thought, that's it. I thought she wanted to go and see chick flicks. She didn't. She hates them.
You met the girl with the dragon tattoo.
That's another.
The seagull and the hornet's nest, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you'll go and see, like, Steel Magnolias.
I will.
That's definitely chick
stuff. I know. I love it.
And Ladies for Hire, we're doing.
And then
there
was
Renee's directing. You should watch that.
Fried green tomatoes.
Yeah. And the
Beaches.
Quilt.
Hmm? Beaches with Bette Midler.
But I saw The Quilt. Is it The Quilt?
Yes, that's good.
That's another chick flick I liked. I like them because they're nice.
Yeah.
But Ladies for Hire, you should go see. Renee's Renee's directing that one.
Oh.
It's about a female choir.
Yep. Really?
So later on in
sounds
the,
a bit.
That's going to be funny.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really, is it?
There might even be a few women getting their gears off on stage.
There's nudity. Is there nudity in that? I never read that bit.
Oh.
I've done nudity on stage.
I know.
Calendar
I've
girls, eh?
Yes. Two lumps. Oh, no, one lump or two.
I don't know.
That was very good, though. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great fun.
Yeah, yeah. You really can. I still think one of your best was when you were that special electronic board for. I haven't got a clue.
The laser display board.
Yes, you were the.
She was the laser display board.
You were fabulous.
I'm confused.
Wasn't this
so you were the girl in the bikini at the boxing ring parading it across the front of the stage?
Yes, she was. I thought she was.
Yeah.
I just transformed it in my eyes.
No, I was the cleaner.
Oh.
It was fabulous.
I was Fag Ashlil that got asked.
She looked
I've
like she
just
had a cigarette
thought of something really
had
cool.
Curlers.
No, I'm not doing
Hey, you want to do a solo show, Linda?
Oh,
but the girl in the box. Oh
no, it's called.
It's awful, isn't it?
What's that?
They don't stop that.
What
the
girls boxing?
Women holding signs up.
Oh.
Is it that people
right.
don't know what round it is? I mean, isn't that what they're there for?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
I think they should just wear clothes.
I think so.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Or just they could just have a screen. And
yeah,
although
there
would be a lot of attractive women out of work as a result.
Really? Yeah. They could just go round two.
They could. I think they already do. But what about the hearing impaired?
Yeah,
the
that's
hearing
a good
impaired.
Point.
You know,
that could be right.
You know,
there's more to
there'd
this
be a lot of disappointed men.
There'd be
possibly a lot of disappointed women too.
Yeah, there might be as well because they earn money doing it.
Yeah.
And the spray tan.
Yeah,
people,
there's a whole cosmetic industry there.
The bikini world, the high heel shoes, the signs.
Right, I'm going to pull it back to Adam Piggott and Jane Freeman.
I think you should.
So that's at 7:30. So the doors will be opening at 7 o'clock for your drink. And they are UK folk and Americana songwriters.
Ooh.
And so they're in the middle of their New Zealand tour. So they are described as genuinely uplifting and intensely adept acoustic guitar styling. So they've got guitar, ukulele, mixture of country, folk, blues, jazz, all sorts of sort of influences. Paul Simon, Leonard Cohen, right through to Debbie Harry and Rai Kuda. So it's all a bit twisted and a little bit fun. So come on down, have a look at that. And again, tickets are very reasonable. $10 for a prepaid ticket and $15 at the door.
Gosh,
now, because it's my birthday, I'm going to say we need at least 100, maybe 110 people there.
You're not going to be there on your birthday, are you?
I couldn't work for a theatre and not endorse it in so far as turning up to the theatre in one of our events on my birthday.
Do we bring presents?
Bring champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it and then we'll go down to, no, we won't drink on the beach because that's not allowed, is it?
No.
We'll go somewhere afterwards and have a party.
Yeah.
So you're putting the theatre first.
The what?
The theatre.
Yeah, well, Chris in the theatre.
76 from. They call it the theatre in there. No, they don't. They don't.
You're not talking about the producers, are
you?
No,
I'm thinking of what do they call it, the theatre.
Are you talking about a play or a
funny
thing?
I don't know. It must be a musical. There's a musical. They call it the theatre. But I can't.
Theatre.
It's American.
It's American.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Very.
Oh, the one, not producers, the other one that is showing the backstage, though. There's another one that does that sort of thing.
Anyway. I'll remember it at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning.
If you could text me, yeah.
I've got your number.
Yeah.
Have I got your number?
You know, I'm not going to sleep over this.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Do we need to know any more?
No. Can we do a little bit of a shout out as well for.
You can do what you want.
For.
Haven't you been doing it anyway?
Yeah. a shout out for Kim Whittaker and Adam Sears' Pinter.
I've got a little flyer for that as well.
She's got a flyer.
In what?
In next week, first, second, and third.
Oh,
at the
my
Hall.
Goodness.
That
my
is going to be favorite
Pinter, yes.
Playwright.
Yep.
He is so evil. I didn't know.
Yeah.
The dumb waiter is.
And Waterloo Station is absolutely hysterical. Didn't you see that when Adam did it before in the taxi?
Yes. That's a taxi.
Yeah.
Oh, that is brilliant. Stunning. Have you?
I haven't seen it.
No. So funny.
Honestly, Adam is just.
Adam and
that's
Kim.
That's another person
awesome.
On the radio.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know he did this kind of stuff. And next thing he's on stage and I'm going,
right.
Oh, my God, that's Adam.
Yep.
They want to shut me up in future because I.
That's what I'm saying. So many of you on the radio that are into the performing arts.
Nobody's
well.
Asked me to do anything.
Well, you did just say that you just want to come on for the bow so we can arrange it.
I did
say that.
I want to do the bit in Hamlet when you run on at the end and take the bow.
Right.
Because
I don't know whether it'll be Hamlet. But surely
it
you
can't
can,
be the
can
Scottish
you think
play.
Something else? You can think of something else.
Got that right, didn't I? saw that on Blackadder. Saw an episode of Blackadder and they had to do this silly.
That's Shakespearean play.
Yeah, the Scottish play. Yeah. I made a 12-year-old do that the other day in Cindy's class. So Cindy has the drum ability classes on a Thursday afternoon. And so one of the kids said, They've been studying as part of this drive for the Shakespeare stuff that we're doing. They've been studying it. So we've got the sort of what right through from about 7 through to 13, 14, I think. And they're all looking at various ones. And they said, I said, so what are you working on? And they said, oh, a few of them went, oh, we're working on the Scottish play. And one of them went, I'm not in a theatre, I can say it. She went, she looked at me with this cheeky little grin and she went, Macbeth. And I went, you know what happens when you say that in a theatre, don't you? She said, yes. And I said, right, shall we do it, guys? And so the rest of them helped me drag her outside and undergo the ritual. Yes. And she was let back in. I think she just did it for fun.
Well, I tell you what, there is some really good... the library people come in here every second and fourth Saturday, and they brought in some like comics, but they weren't comics, and they had a lot of Shakespearean ones.
Yeah,
and
the graphic novels.
Stunning. The graphic novels. They were stunning. That was, and it had that one in it, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, used to use them as study aids for kids.
Very, very, very good. Well, this is brilliant. So it's Harold Pinter, the dumb waiter, and this Trouble at Works, Victoria Station. That is just stunning. Precisely, New World Order on May the 1st.
Yep. So
wow, that's
Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. So because we had a booking here, in terms of the one that we've got going in the satirical.
Resistance, is it?
Yeah, the Theatre of Resistance. So we've shifted that along to the Mora Hall.
Mm. Oh, Mora Hall. Yes. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. But that is fantastic.
It's going to be brilliant. Yeah. You should see the set. It's amazing what
I just
done.
Love it. Then it's the birthday, isn't there?
The birthday party.
Mm. Yeah, and there's another one too. The Caretaker. Caretaker? No.
Caretaker's wife.
Oh, they're evil. They are so awful. They really are. They just
in the best possible kind of way, we should say.
Yeah, they just pick on people. Yeah. And they just sort of... Oh, he's pretty stunning. Amazing. I saw a fabulous interview on the Arts Channel.
Oh, really?
With Harold Pinter himself. Yeah, it's quite an old one, but he was very interesting.
Yeah.
Arts Channel is one of my favourites.
I don't love think I've ever seen
it. I'm surprised you're not into doing any performances.
Nobody ever asks me. I've never done any performances.
Nobody ever asks.
I would never have either. I'd have to do something very tiny to learn because I've never done anything.
Why have you
honestly
not done Dramability? Next time Cindy gets the adult Dramability, it's such
but
fun.
I thought that I would just be using my voice and doing a few things. And then she wanted shows and she wanted two rehearsals in a week. I was too busy.
Yeah.
But she keeps on asking me.
That's what it needs if you want to.
There you go. You just said no one ever
But she wants me to join a class. I don't know. Maybe one day I could do something, I suppose.
Well, one of the other things that we are looking at doing is doing like readings and things like this. So that's a great opportunity for someone that doesn't have a lot of time doing rehearsed readings and what have you.
I like doing rehearsed readings. I used to do them in Toastmasters.
Yeah.
And that's something I really enjoy.
And that's something that we'd be looking at doing in downtime.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing to do. Fun. And it doesn't need a lot of work, does it? You know?
That's right.
So it's easy. And we get the cafe open or the bar,
so
we can all have some, a good time doing that.
The only time I've done stand up once,
right?
Because the person that was going to do it out of three drank too much gin and they couldn't do it. So I said I'd do it, and I made up a whole lot of stuff, and people laughed.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey, that was it. I thought, I like this.
Why have you not done it again then?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm shy.
Oh, yeah, right, whatever. Look at that face. That's not shy.
I am. I like this. I've got the looks for radio. I know that.
Face for radio.
I know what you mean about stand-up, though. I was made to do it, and it's terrifying.
I'd love to do it. Oh, I've got a new routine all done. I just need to find a time, someone to ask me, but no one ever does. I think they just see me as part of the wallpaper. You know? He's on the radio. He's busy doing things.
They think that you're busy. Yeah. It's probably...
I mean, look at my friend Richard. How many things does he do?
Yeah.
He asks me ever. He's my friend.
Get a tissue, Renee. He's crying. Get a tissue.
This is the Piscean thing.
He's emotional.
It's just terrible emotional. Yeah, trying to please everybody. Actually, I got a book out about how to stop being a people pleaser. And the librarian and I agreed that would probably ruin a whole lot of relationships I've got on my hands.
Yeah, probably not the right book, eh?
No. Oh, so that's wonderful. Harold Pinter.
So you've got the time there. Do you want to just say what time it's on?
It's 7:30.
7:30 at the
And
Mara
you can
Hall.
Do the bookings at the... Is the numbers there, Kim Whittaker's
so
numbers?
So the bookings are 372-4349.
But... Or whose number's that?
Kim's.
Yeah, okay.
So. Or 021-298-9670. So that's 372-4349 or 021-298-9670. And that's, $20. But that includes your glass of wine, your first glass of wine free. Nice.
What happens if you're like me and don't drink?
Maybe they'll give you a glass of juice.
Oh, that'd be nice.
They will.
Because most Pisceans are good drinkers.
Good drinkers or
non-drinkers.
I see.
Pisceans are interesting people.
They are very. My sister's a Piscean.
Always have secret lives.
So that's March, eh? Mm. Yeah. Always have secret lives.
Mm, always
that looking. Also explains a lot about
they're
my
all,
last relationship.
They're usually looking over their shoulder, like, what's over there?
No, they're nice people. I like Pisces.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Mm, mm.
I don't think I've ever met a woman Piscean.
My sister's a woman Piscean.
But I've not met your sister.
That's true. I'll introduce you to her.
She's
very sensitive.
Is she?
Yeah, she's very sensitive, but she's one of the funniest people I know. She's
hilarious.
Yeah,
we can get easily hurt by things.
Yeah, she gets easily hurt.
I mean, we don't take rejection very well.
No.
But we seem to get a lot of it. I think we just open up our hearts and someone goes, boom, take that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Harden up, David.
It's terrible,
harden
really.
Harden up.
Isn't it terrible? Yeah.
Taurus is like that as well. Very sensitive and sensual and what have you, but we have an exterior that we put on.
A brick.
Right. Yeah. The face that you see publicly.
Yeah.
And
but they're in the...
shriveling violets. Yeah.
I can tell
David.
You've been shriveling all the time you've been here.
Sorry, I would lean over.
I mean, people say that this... Buddy, star sign things, a lot of old junk. But I used to think it was a whole lot of junk.
No, I don't.
And I find you can fit people in. I mean, quite separate from the things you read in the Herald. Mind you, anything you read in the Herald's not much good. But, it's quite interesting.
My friend Pamela Matthews is an astrologer, lives on the island.
Who?
Pamela Matthews.
Oh,
she's a visionary artist.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
And she's also an astrologer. And it's just amazing.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely amazing, the astrology.
I think I might need her number, actually.
Oh, we're all looking at our future. That's what Pisceans do. We want to know what's going to happen next.
Right. Oh, really?
Shall I get my crystal ball?
Yeah. Gosh. This has been a very enlightening interview.
That probably, okay, we'll leave that one. I was going to, nothing to do with a limp. so do you think Taurus are actors?
They are very good orators. They have very good voices. They're often very good singers. Yeah. Barbara Streisand.
It's ruled by the throat.
Is Taurus. Schur's Taurus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actors are... Who's the one that was in The Shining? Jack Nicholson.
Oh, The Shining.
Taurus.
And he's awesome. I saw him in a film the other night, and it was him, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yes.
And it was like a gangster film, and I can't remember what it was called.
I've seen it advertised, but I've not...
It was amazing.
He's awesome.
It was absolutely amazing.
He was in one with Shirley MacLaine where he acted the...
Oh, really?
Part of a retired
on Golden Pond.
Oh, yes.
No, that was the Fonda's.
Oh, no, that was the Fonda's, yeah.
No.
I know
for
the
someone
one
who doesn't know much about movies.
That was awesome.
And then there was the one where he was afraid to walk on.
Yes, the cracks.
On lines and everything.
That was a beautiful
was so
film.
Clever.
Yeah.
He is so. But The Shining frightened the life out of me.
That's good.
And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, of course.
Oh, that was another one. But you see, I'm really old, so I've seen. Even if I've only seen 12 movies, they're sort of spread out over a long time. So it seems like I've seen lots of movies.
Do you know,
I
think that's a good point. My mum, I remember as a kid, my mum and my dad saying, oh, no, I've seen that one. Oh, no, I've seen that film. I've seen that film. And then I realise now I'm saying it. So I think it's like a gauge for how old you are.
Yeah.
The more times you say, I've seen that,
yes,
in terms of a film, the older you are.
Yes.
So there you go. Well,
I haven't seen lots of movies lately. I went and saw 3 Mile Limit.
Oh,
that was about Radio Harachi. That was quite good. I mean, as it went, I mean, I knew some of the people that were involved with Harachi, so it was. But I'd been warned, so I pushed all that aside. Because otherwise, it doesn't. Because it's just an adventure story.
Yeah.
Wasn't
there one about Radio Caroline as well with Bill Nighy?
Yeah, they
Radio
did.
Caroline.
The ship
it's
that
the
rocked.
Same, it's the basically the same story, but I think the Radio Caroline one was based. Loosely on the Bill
Nighy
is, you know, it's the same.
They were
story.
A bit different because those DJs broadcast from the boat.
Yes,
because it wasn't so rough.
Yeah.
Whereas these guys had the roughest bit of ocean you could pick. Bill Nighy, I saw
Bill
him
Nighy,
in
he's amazing.
Movie about spies, a TV one.
On Spookers? Yes.
He met his neighbour whose brother had been killed in the Middle East.
I'm not sure.
And she...
Just recently.
Yeah, it was on UK TV. He's so clever.
He's very, very clever.
I loved him in that wonderful film. You know, the about the Indian hotel, the most exotic marigold hotel. Oh.
That's a beautiful film. That's a real chick flick. The actors in that,
you've got brilliant.
I promised myself I'll go, but then I never get around to it.
Oh, you should get that out.
Well, get it on video, yeah. It's fantastic.
Do you know, I can walk into the video shop.
Yeah.
Walk around, look at it, and walk out.
Same, I've done that.
Never ever. Mm. I must have done it 3 times now. I just don't see anything I like.
But the exotic marigold hotel.
It's very good.
Just go in specifically, get that. It's wonderful, right. Wonderful acting.
I saw that with my mother in Wellington at the embassy. It's absolutely. It's a beautiful film. It's beautifully shot, and the acting is
Judy
superb.
Dench.
Yeah,
Bill
Judy
Nighy.
Dench and Bill Nighy. Yeah.
I've got a friend who goes and sees 2 or 3 movies a week.
Oh, blimey, wow. That's a lot.
I'm shooting a film next week.
Are
I get to
really?
Act with Ian Mune next week.
With who?
Ian Mune. He's one
Ian Mune. He's clever.
Yeah, he's one of New Zealand's.
Do you get to kiss him?
No.
So what are you doing?
There is a suggestion.
Tell us about it. Can you tell us anything? Is it not secret?
Kind of
contractual obligations stop you from talking?
As soon as I'm producing as well, I can probably say a little bit. So it's a project that I've been working on for about 5 years, and the working title is Shepherd.
You must have started that one just before you left school.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're such a charmer.
So it's Shepherd 2154. So if you want to have a look on Indiegogo or anything like that, you can have a look at our website and what have you. So our two sort of more well-known New Zealand actors, Peter Elliott, who you would have seen most recently. He's been doing the art and architecture program on TV1, I think it is. And he's got a fairly major part in the film. And then Ian is playing... I want to say the fat controller, but he's not really the fat controller. He's kind of a mysterious character. A little bit interesting in terms of his past, but the so it's a sci-fi thriller kind of thing, based in New Zealand, and it's probably the most interesting aspect about it is that the lead character, we've worked over a really long period of time, so we have her as sort of 12 or 13, and she's now 16. And so we have that transition from her being a child into being a young woman, which is really beautiful.
And you start... So you're studying that?
Oh, no, we've already... We're on our last week of shooting.
Really? Last week of shooting. Yeah. Wonderful you can say
Hopefully
that.
It'll be in the can by next time I speak to you.
Right. And where is this being shot?
Down in the Waikato. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
So you shoot away?
Yep. So I'm off on the ferry tonight. And
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Well, you do now.
Yeah. So that's I should just mention that's written and directed by Julia Reynolds, and co-written by Wendy. Gosh, what's Wendy's last name? I want to say Wendy Reynolds, but that's not right. So Wendy.
And
I've had a blank. It's crazy.
It's all right. Can happen.
Yeah.
And you've been working on this for.
About five or six years. So, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget how long these things take.
Yeah.
You know, you sort of think that there's. Oh, well, let's do this next week. You know, but this is quite
late,
is it?
No. We had our first shoot in. I think 2010 was when a lot of the shooting was done.
Wow.
And then. We shot again in 2012 and then again this year.
Just a question that sort of dawned on me. Does anything get out of time? Like, could there be something in the film that's now out of time?
Like continuity.
Yeah. There we are.
See, I'm again.
Yeah.
We always have someone that's on continuity, and because of the way that we plan, and we're. You can see that happen in other films.
Yes.
Even in really big films, like even over a small
amount of time, like it might be a 3 or 4 month shoot, and something will be out of place in terms of the continuity. Like it could be someone's hair is slightly longer and it's noticeable, or all sorts of things. But you have someone constantly on it. So what we do is you have someone on still photography who's standing around with a clipboard taking notes of all of the fine details.
Right.
So, yes. And then that's
that
the,
book where that young woman won the Booker Prize.
Mm-hmm.
In the first issue of that, that there was a mistake in it.
And you found it.
Yeah, but I wasn't the only one.
What was the mistake?
I forgot.
Is it that's the young Kiwi woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said they'd fix it next time.
Oh, a rush yes. job.
Well,
to
it
get
was.
It,
I heard an interview of the editor.
Editor.
He's amazing.
Oh, nice.
But in the library, we just decided that she was too young, too beautiful, too talented, too clever, and just too anything.
The perfect woman.
Yes, the perfect woman. But he said she also, when she gave him work, she didn't do what some writers do and just rush and go, oh, that'll do.
Mm.
Hers was almost perfect.
Oh, wow.
Although she did, he had to take a little bit out, which he thought was read like an historical novel.
Oh, interesting.
And she agreed to it. So she's also amenable.
That's
a walkover.
Cool.
I don't know.
Big pressure on a second book, though.
Hmm?
Big pressure on the second book.
Oh, second book. You really want to do like... what's that?
Another writer?
Yes, another writer. Old time... book, something to do with a bird. Only wrote one.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
That's it, To Kill a Mockingbird.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, only wrote one book. Read an interesting article about her in Vanity Fair.
Oh, wow.
But it must be really hard, isn't it? Like, you know, you get all those plaudits. It's like Lorde with her first album. You know, she's now got to come back.
Do you know what she said about her song Royal?
What?
Can you stop playing it and getting interested in it? I'm over it. It's too popular. I mean, she's just got no ego, that girl.
Yeah, which is great and delightful.
But you have to do a second one.
Yeah.
But I do think New Zealanders are a bit
I might have to do a second show after this, you know.
Yeah.
A second show. I might be asked back. I mean, we've done very well.
Yeah. We have indeed. Have you got anybody else coming?
Well, yes, there is somebody coming. But I thought I had somebody else, but I think I confess to Dougal, I think I might have mixed a whole lot of people up because I've been booking ahead because I usually do the second Saturday. This is the fourth.
It's the holidays. The holidays miss everyone around.
I've been on holiday too. So it's
Where'd you go?
Nowhere. I went to Waiheke.
Nice.
I always used to go to Waiheke, so I just stayed
along
there.
With the thousands of other tourists that were on Waiheke.
At least the shop was open in...
Sorry.
Oh, she's injured.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Dislocated shoulder.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Oh. It's 4 months old now. Sorry.
Oh, 4 months. It's over. So thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
The tourists. Torai.
The Torai.
Yeah, it's good to have you in here. It's done very, very
she's
nicely.
A Gemini.
Is she a Gemini?
She's a Gemini.
We've got Pisces, Taurus.
Gemini. Yeah.
So what sort of thing is Taurus? Are they fire? No, they're not fire signs.
Earth.
Oh. It's like Capricorns. I work brilliantly with Capricorns. Stunningly with
and
Capricorns.
And they're Earth as well, aren't they?
They just down to Earth and do it.
See, I'm on the last day of Taurus, so I've got
almost Gemini.
So I'm right on the cusp.
See,
that's
I think my mother, she was born in May. Yeah.
When? No,
which day?
Oh, no, I don't. I think she was a Gemini.
You don't know your mum's date of birth? You don't know your...
Not really. My mother died when I was... My mother died in 1986.
Aww.
See, my mother was 44 when I was born.
Wow.
I once said at a meeting, I didn't know my mother as a child, and they went, "Aww." And I went, when I knew her, she was quite grown up. They hated me. You know those things you have to sort of confess to things, you know?
Yeah.
And I did that.
Nice.
Didn't take it very reverently. I don't.
So was you a surprise?
My mother was 44 when, I don't know what this man is here for.
Oh.
I know who he is. He's the RSA. He is the one I couldn't remember. Sorry.
RSA name.
Yes, yes. He was the one I couldn't remember. Oh. I knew there was somebody else.
Well, that's good. Now we can leave you now. You've got
some
company.
Yeah, you can. You can leave me on my own.
Yeah, you Fantastic. Can open the door for us now, Renee, and take the keys out.
What keys?
No, he's locked us in here until someone else arrives. He's going to open the door now. Yeah.
Oh, was that the reason I was doing it?
All right. Yes. And I will leave these for your next announcers and what have you.
I am just so excited about all of this. Look at that. Oh, that's beautiful. Mm. That's you.
Pamela Matthews.
Gosh, look at that. And the dumb waiter, that's just got to be so clever.
Nice, yeah.
Done. Yeah, Harold Pinter.
I got an email from Kim this morning saying that he might be able to squeeze me in so long as I'll rub some foundation on Adam's head. So
squeeze you in.
May have a job backstage.
I'm definitely going to this, though.
Yeah. No, it'll be fantastic. Oh,
I might even go twice. No, it's just fabulous. It's exciting.
It'll be brilliant.
Yeah, because I know the plays. One of the greatest things I ever did was do English literature, the first stage one for my law degree. And English literature was all the modern stuff.
Yeah.
So we did all of this kind of stuff. So I got this unbelievable stuff. We did the Great Gatsby. We did Pinter. Neat. We did lots of people. Some of the beat poets I didn't really like that much. But
it's because they're crazy.
But it was just fabulous. I fell in love with English literature. Okay, well, we've got the guy from the RSA. Thank you, Renee. Lovely to see you and good luck for today. And we hope it's in the can by the end of the weekend.
You've been listening to the Interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.